It's The Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. You know, our show is called The Sound of Young America, and while we like to think of it as a show for people of all ages, we also take very seriously our responsibility to the young people of this great country. That's one of the reasons why it's such an honor to welcome to the show Gideon Lamb and Jeremiah Smallchild. Together, as God's Pottery, they're two of America's foremost Christian singer-songwriter, educator, author duos. Gideon, Jeremiah, welcome to The Sound of Young America. It's so great to have you here.
Hello. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Hello, thank Jesse. You. Thank you so much. And the truth is, we're not even a duo. We're a trio.
That's right.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, upstairs. Yep.
Oh, well, I want to talk to you guys about something that's very important. I think it's something that our Secretary of State has talked a lot about. Other important people. That is one of the greatest gifts that a parent can give a child. That's adoption.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How did this become such an important issue for the two of you guys?
Well, you know, we like to call adopted children God's little lost socks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they just need a place to go.
Yeah. You know, Christianity is about caring for those most in need. And when you're an unloved child stranded in Africa or China, you are in need, and we are there to step in. And what a lot of people don't know is that adopteds can happen anywhere. Mm-hmm. There are even adopted children right here in America. Mm-hmm. So right in our own backyard, we've got a problem.
Yeah.
That's amazing. A lot of people don't know that. Now, of course, sure. the ordinary way to generate a child is something called procreation.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Procreation, that's just a completely normal phenomenon.
That's what we call, you know, just the normal good way. Just keep it coming. You know, I mean, you can't have too many people on the earth, you know, just keep them coming.
But procreation for you kids out there, not to get too technical, but think of it as baking bread in an oven, except the oven in this case is your mom's uterus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for that metaphor.
Sure.
Sure.
One thing that maybe you guys can explain to me that I'm not sure I understand is what are the reasons that a parent might choose to obtain a child unnaturally?
Well, you know, in rare occasions, it can actually just be out of the kindness of their hearts. But there are some times when it's the only possible way to get a child. You know, if the uterus, the oven, as we like mm-hmm. to say, mm-hmm. Can't bake any more bread, you know, and so that could be a good reason. And or maybe the gas line in that oven was just never connected at all correctly. And so this is just the only way to do it. And thankfully, we do have a monetary system that allows people to buy these children.
That's right. And, you know, but there are literally millions of reasons why someone would want to adopt a child.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's something you saw on a sitcom and you thought, hey, this looks like fun. I should mm-hmm. give this a whirl in my life. See how it goes.
Yeah. And you know what? This is a great way to keep your organic children on their toes. Because once you throw an adopted into the house, all bets are off. You know, what does that mean? What's going to happen now?
It's also a great way to learn about Africa or China mm-hmm. from your child, ironically. Yeah. Learning from your child. What?
Yeah.
But you can.
And most importantly, this adopted might be Moses or Superman.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
It's so important to teach an adopted child how valuable they are as a part of the family. I think we can all agree on that.
Absolutely.
And I think that while you guys are great at a lot of things, I mean, you're great at playing the card game Meal Born, I know from experience.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Pretty
sure.
Darn good.
but if I was to be so presumptive as to say that your greatest skill is educating, and not just educating through words, but also educating through, I think you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We do. Because we know that the plight of the adopted is really a very serious issue. And it's one that we took into our own hands and we took into our guitar hands as well.
We sure did. The adopteds, boy, they are special. They are special kids. And we wrote a song because we want to show them just how special they are.
Yeah. The song is called "You're Just as Special as a Normal Child."
Here's God's Pottery.
Okay. Here we go. And around the other kids, I'm not the same.
My school lunch tastes like ham and Swiss on shame. I'm a winner at Monopoly, but I still lose the game. 'Cause I don't even have a real last name. I'm a bumper crop of someone else's grain.
Well, hush now, child, don't be blue. Abandon your troubles like your parents abandon you.
'Cause you're just as special as a normal child. Like a mongrel tamed, you come in from the wild. No one will ever tell you that you've got your daddy's smile. But you're just as special as a normal child. Someday you'll be happy like a normal child. Your adopted parents love you now as if you were their own. They raised you and took care of you, but they didn't do it alone. They had some help from Jesus, as all good parents do. And Jesus knows just how you feel, because Jesus was adopted too.
By God!
Metaphorically!
Not literally!
Hush now, child, don't be blue.
If Jesus was adopted, then adopted kids are cool.
Metaphorically.
And you're just as special as a normal child. Like a mongrel tamed, you come in from the wild. Your new parents picked you out and Jesus smiled. 'Cause you're just as special as a normal child. Be more like your brother, he's a normal child.
Adopt a new way of thinking about your adoption.
God's Pottery, America's foremost Christian educator, singer, songwriter, now author duo. Their brand new book is called What Would God's Pottery Do? The Ultimate Guide to Surviving Your Teens and or Becoming Successful. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being on The Sound of Young America. It's a blast to have you.
Thank you so much, Jesse. And thank you, listeners.